This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are still in Matthew chapter 15, and last week we stopped at verse 20, and we will be going on to verse 21 this week. But we see last week in verse 20, Jesus spoke of the things that defile a man. Is not to eat with unwashed hands defile a man, but is truly what comes out of the man, what comes from his heart. So we as God's people have to know it's a heart issue. Our hearts have to be right before God, and only Jesus can fix our hearts. The psalmist cried out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So the Holy Spirit is here, people of God, to create in us clean hearts. But we have to go to him, confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we are going to pray and begin this week's lesson. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, O God, for the faith that you have given us. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that you have called us unto yourself. And you have called us, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, to walk in holiness and truth. You are calling us, O God, to that purity of heart, O God, where we can reflect you in every area of our lives. Father God, as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, O God, I pray that you will continue to illuminate your word to us. Holy Spirit of God, take charge of us, we pray, and help us, Almighty God, to know that we have to yield to you, O God, Almighty Lord, so we can see, O God, the fruits of righteousness manifested in our lives. Father, as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, O God, we come completely depending upon you, Jesus. For without you, we can do nothing. So we pray, O God, that you will come in and do the work for us that we can't humanly do. But, O God, what we can humanly do, help us to do it to your honor and to your glory. Father, we look to you this evening. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. O God, move in our midst this evening. Mighty God, we pray for all those that are listening right now. Mighty God, if there is any sickness among your people, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we pray you take charge. Oh, mighty God, open the hearts and the minds of your people to hear your word. Oh, God, and be transformed by the renewing of their minds. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come, oh, God, to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Have your way, we pray, for faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. So we pray, oh God, as your word comes forth, faith will arise in the hearts of your people, bringing forth change. Lord, we look to you today and we thank you again for what you have done and what you are doing and what you are about to do. And may your name be glorified as we say thanks in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in the gospel writings of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21. The word of God says, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. So we see, people of God, Tyre and Sidon were Mediterranean port cities north of Galilee. These were Gentile cities that the Jews saw as extremely wicked and deserving of God's wrath. So the Jewish people never liked those people from Tyre and Sidon, those Gentile people. You know, the Jews and the Gentile, they are always in opposition. So the Jews always see themselves as superior. So we see that they saw these cities as extremely wicked and deserving of God's wrath. But this is where Jesus decided to go. Jesus was a Jew, but this is where he decided to go. Let us look at verse 22 of Matthew 15, reading from the New King James Version. The word said, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is severely demon possessed. People of God, look on it. A woman. Matthew said, behold, look and see, a woman of Canaan came to Jesus, cried out to him. She did not just come and speak softly. She cried out to him. She cried out to Jesus for help. Why would this woman of Canaan cry out to the Jewish Messiah for help? She recognized him for who he is. She recognized Jesus, people of God. She recognized Jesus, even though she was a Gentile. She was not in a covenant relationship with Jehovah God. But yet she recognized Jesus. And we see Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God, to become children of God. So this woman recognized Jesus. He recognized who he is and asked him to have mercy on her. She called him Lord. People of God, look on this word. She said, Lord. Oh, Lord. She called him Lord. Adonai. She recognized him for who he is. She called him the son of David. This was a Gentile woman. How come she knows about this Jesus being the son of David? She must have heard somewhere and she believed. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This woman knew who she was talking to. So she called him first Lord. Adonai, she called him the son of David, the Messiah, the anointed one. She knew that he was the God-man and that only he could help her. So she cried out to him for help for her daughter who was demon-possessed. She was crying on behalf of her daughter. She needs help for her daughter. So she came to the only one who could help her, people of God. She came to the only one who could help her, and that's Jesus. He is the only one that can help us. But we have to recognize him for who he is. This woman recognized him, and because of that, she cried out to him. She called him Lord, Master. She called him, what she's saying, you are my master. Adonai, you are my master. I put my trust in you. That's what she's really saying here. The word doesn't spell it out, but that's what she's actually saying. I know who you are. People of God, we must know who Jesus is. That is when we are going to touch him by our faith. This woman knew who Jesus is. And she called him Lord. Is he Lord of our lives? Is he Lord? So we can say Lord. And he knows that we know who he is. This woman knew that this was the Messiah. She called him the son of David. She called him the son of David. Only those who have knowledge of the Messiah coming from the lineage of David could call him the son of David. So she knew that he was the Messiah king. She knew. So she called to him for help. People of God, he's our only help. And this woman knew and recognized that the Messiah was in her territory. He came to her region. So she was going to get the help that she needs from him. He was in town. So she's going to go for the help that she needs from him. For only he could help her. She recognized him. Do we recognize him today, people of God? Do we recognize Jesus that whatever the situation is, he is able to help us? But look on verse 23 of Matthew 15. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. People of God, the words of Jesus answered not this woman. Jesus ignored this woman who cried out to him. Jesus ignored this woman who cried out to him. And his disciples were now urging him to send her away. Send her away. So we see, people of God, this is a test of her faith. Jesus was testing her faith. People of God, when we do not get a response from Jesus, will we still persist in prayer? When we do not get a response from Jesus, will we still persist in prayer? This woman did not get a response from Jesus. But we're going to see how she continued to persist in prayer. So Jesus ignored her at first. The words that he answered her, not a word. And his disciples come in and say, send her away, Jesus. Well, she's really crying after us. Send her away. She's bothering us. But Jesus went into Gentile territory for a purpose. Well, look on the word said in verse 24 of Matthew 15. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus spoke up now and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we see, people of God, Jesus speaking here of sheep. He is the good shepherd. And he, the good shepherd, was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. He was sent to his own people. He came to his own people. But the word said they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God. So Jesus, the good shepherd, was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. The lost sheep of Israel is those who have been abused by religious leaders and have gone astray. So Jesus has come to gather them back into the fold. Jesus has come to gather the chosen people of God back into the fold. So Jesus said, I'm not come except for the what? For the lost sheep of Israel. So that doesn't mean, people of God, that the Gentile was not included in the salvation package. But Jesus' mission was to go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go to the house of Israel and get back those lost sheep that have been abused by religion, by religious people, and bring them into the fold of God. Well, look at what happened in verse 25 of Matthew 15. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. So even though he said, I'm not come except to the lost sheep of Israel, she still persists, people of God. Her desperation caused her to be persistent. Are we desperate? Do we want more of Jesus? When we become desperate, people of God, we will persist in prayer. We will persist even when we don't feel like. We will continue to seek after Jesus. We will continue to seek him wholeheartedly. This woman came, the word said, and worshiped Jesus, saying, Lord, help me. This woman was desperate. She recognized the Messiah and realized that he was her only hope. He was her only hope. So she came and what? She worshiped him, signifying that she's aware of his deity. She's aware that he's divine, that he deserves worship. She said, Adonai, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, this Lord here is Adonai, which signifies deity. Lord, help me. So we see, people of God, she recognized the Messiah King. She recognized that he is divine. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. So she worshipped him. And she said, Lord, help me. We see people of God, the first thing she did was to worship him. Then she came with her petition after. She said, help me. She worshiped him first. How do we approach God, people of God? How do we approach him? Do we worship him first before we come with our petitions? We need to worship Jesus. We need to kiss the Son. We need to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This woman recognized him and worshiped him for who he is. And then she came with her petition. She said, Lord, help me. Look at verse 26 of Matthew 15. But he answered, Jesus answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Reading from the New King James Version. It is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the little dogs. So Jesus was saying, what I have for my covenanted people, he did not want to just take it to give to the Gentiles who were not in covenant with Yahweh, with Jehovah God. So Jesus was saying that what I bring for the house of Israel, for the children, I am the bread of life. And what I bring for them, I can't just take it and throw it to dogs. And people of God, we see that this woman was not offended by Jesus saying he cannot throw the bread of the children to the little dogs. This woman was not offended. Many of us would be offended because we know that the Jews, they classify the Gentiles as dogs, as outcast. So they were not seen as anything of value or importance. So in this case, Jesus was not calling her an outcast, but Jesus was saying that what he has was for the covenanted people. So he couldn't just take it and give to those that were not in a covenant with Yahweh. But look at what happened, people of God. Look at what this woman said in verse 27. And she said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, yes, Lord. Even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. People of God, our recognition of Jesus Christ will cause us to have concrete faith. This was concrete faith. This woman's faith was rooted and grounded in the Messiah King. This woman's faith was in Christ. She recognized him and she said, nothing what you said, Jesus, nothing is going to stop me from believing in who you are. Yes, Lord, she said. Yes, Lord. Even though I'm classified as a little dog, even if I eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table, what the woman was saying, that even she, a Gentile, seen as an outcast by the Jews, if she eats or if she gets, no matter how small it is, from Jesus, it is sufficient. No matter the small morsel that she gets from Jesus, no matter how small it is, no matter if it is the crumbs that comes from the bread of life, no matter what comes from Jesus, it is sufficient. This woman understands, people of God. This woman understands who Jesus is. He is the bread of life. And even the crumbs from Jesus, even the smallest particle coming from Jesus, is sufficient to bring forth wholeness. This woman sees Jesus as her master. She said, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. This woman now sees Jesus as her master and Lord. And whatever comes from Jesus can bring life. to her, can bring wholeness to her, can be is always sufficient, can satisfy her need. Christ Jesus, he is the bread of life. And even the crumbs from him satisfies. Even the crumbs from him brings fulfillment. Even the crumbs from him gives life. This woman understands who she was talking to. People of God, we have to understand and know Jesus personally. This woman's faith was real. This woman's faith was concrete. This woman's faith, people of God, no matter what is said, she still believes and she sees Jesus as her Lord. So people of God, we have to come to understand that we have to see Jesus for who he is. He is the exalted one. He is given a name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He is Adonai, to the glory of God the Father. So this woman knew who she was talking to. She knew who she was going to for help. Even if the crumbs come from you, Master, it is sufficient. Christ, the bread of life, and even the crumbs from him satisfy. Even the crumbs from him brings wholeness. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that Jesus wants us to know him in an intimate way. That when we come to him, we must understand and know who he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. The word tells us without faith it is impossible to please him. And people of God, we're going to see that he was pleased with this woman's faith. Look at verse 28 of Matthew 15. Verse 28 of Matthew 15. The word of God says, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'Woman, great is your faith. Woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." Jesus responded to this woman's persistent faith. He commended her faith, calling her faith great. Great is your faith, woman. Through her faith in Jesus, she was granted the desire of her heart to see her daughter healed. And the daughter's word said, "Receive her healing from that time," from that very moment when Jesus spoke. The daughter received her healing. People of God, are we willing to touch Jesus with our faith? Are we willing, people of God, to place our faith in the word of God? Whatever his word said, it's true. And we must stand firmly on the truth of God's word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This woman must have heard of Jesus. And when she heard of all the great and mighty works that he was doing, people of God, Jesus was knowing her region. And she said, "I must get hold of him." She came, people of God, and she worshiped him. That was the first thing she did. She worshiped him and she called him Lord. She called him Adonai. She recognized him, that he has a name that is above every other name. He was not just an ordinary master. He was Adonai, people of God, the divine one. He was and he is the Messiah King. So the woman recognized him, worshiped him, called him Adonai. And then she came with her petition to him. And people of God, even though many would say that Jesus spoke in a way that this woman should have been offended, but this woman was not offended. She knew exactly what she wants. And Jesus said to her, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very moment. People of God, we want Jesus to commend our faith. We want to touch him by our faith. Do we believe today that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? He is our Savior. He is our Master. He is our Redeemer. He is our everything. Let us come to him with the right approach. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us praise his name forever, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Let us be like this woman who persists. Let us be like this woman, people of God. When we become desperate, we will persist in prayer. Let us persist to touch God and to come to that place of knowing that faith moves him. Our faith moves him. Woman, great is your faith. He commended the faith of this woman. People of God, we want him to commend our faith. We want to trust him wholeheartedly and look to him, for he is able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask or think, through the power of God who works in us, through the Holy Spirit who works in us. The Holy Spirit is with us and in us, and he's able to do what we can't humanly do. He enables us when we are unable. So we have to come to Jesus, cry out to him, Lord, help me. We have to cry out to him, people of God. This woman didn't come silently and whisper. She cried out. Many of us need to cry out to Jesus for help, and he will help us. Let our faith touch him today, people of God, as we continue to look to Jesus, who is our only help, who is our only source. God bless you all this evening as we come to the end of this session. And just a reminder, as we continue to make this announcement, we have an announcement to make. We will be having a special program on the 14th of December from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will be having a special guest who is a medical doctor, and he will be coming to talk about health issues that can be of concern to many of us regarding taking care of our bodies and how we can live a healthy lifestyle. So we are called to tune in. Remember, December 14th, between 7 and 8 p.m., tune in to hear the good doctor and to also ask questions. You will be you can call in to WCNO 89.9. The number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. So remember to call in and speak to the doctor. You might have health questions that you want to ask. So remember, on December 14th, 7 to 8 p.m., 1 hour program, so you can call in and speak to the doctor on that day. God bless you all, and I trust that you will remember the word of God and hide these words in your heart, so that you will not sin against God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to touch you by faith. And we pray as we hear your word, faith will increase in our hearts. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that your word will be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Continue to enlighten us, Holy Spirit, and help us to walk, O God, in your truth, bringing glory and honor to your name. So we thank you again for your word to us, and we pray that you will help us to grow in grace and knowledge of you. So we bless you and look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.